We are now recording.
Okay. No. Don't yell, okay, Jason.
It is 9:03, and I'm going to call the meeting to order. Let's start with a roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel. Jack Gilmore.
Here.
Neil Jones.
Here.
Jason Foose.
Here.
Clarence McAllister. Carmen Wyckoff.
Here.
Stephen Knoll.
Here.
Andrew Everode.
Here.
Eugene Montgomery. We have a quorum.
Okay, we're going to move on to executive session. I believe I need a vote for this, as cumbersome as that is on the phone. So I'll make the motion that we move to executive session.
Second.
Who seconded?
We have a motion and a second. We have a motion and a second to move to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. We are now moving into executive session. Okay, it is 9:11, and we are back in open session of the March 10th, 2020 board meeting. We are now going to item B, and we'll discuss the legislative issues, current legislative issues. And I'll turn the table over to Patty.
Okay, so Senate Bill 1298 is an engineering bill. It was amended on the floor with the strike-o amendment. I think Melissa sent it to you all. Mr. Harris is still here. He's a lobbyist on behalf of NCARB and NCs and was very instrumental in keeping that bill in the realm of public welfare and safety. So does anybody have any questions on its current form? Nope.
Okay. Patty, could you just review what that is?
What's the strike all?
I'm sorry. A strike all amendment means that they just wiped out the original bill completely and introduced all new language. So they just kind of erased what you saw the first time around and then introduced a new package. So you know, keeps it cleaner than constantly amending something. So the bill as it is defines engineering practice, professional engineering practice, and then just engineering. It recognizes that somebody could work as an engineer under a licensed professional, perform the functions but not be a licensed professional, but then it also defines who a professional engineer, registered engineer is, and it defines engineering practice. It's not exactly a reflection of NC's model law. Mr. Harris, do you have anything to add? Somewhat close?
It's close. I mean, the language that the legislature put into the bill came from
NC's.
From their model law. Because of sort of the way that the Ledge Council drafters chose to take the model language, they ended up making some changes to the model that led to pieces of the model being left out, but largely it's the model language. And I think one of the concerns that had been voiced was how this new law interfaced with the title protection and the exemption language that exists already in the statute. If these changes to the definitions were going to affect those key components, and the bill isn't affecting either the title protection or the exemption language that is currently in the law.
And it does continue to recognize the branches of engineering as being licensed professionals.
Okay, anybody got anything to add to that? Any questions, concerns? Okay, hearing nothing, Patty, next topic.
Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say the next, whatever the next bill is.
1274 is the board composition bill that was before the Regulatory Affairs Committee yesterday. I went down and tried to kind of focus them in a somewhat new direction since our past attempts have failed. We went and we talked to people at the Senate about needing the technical expertise of engineers and architects, and the way they solved that problem was by amending the bill to have a lawyer, a contractor, or a design professional fill one of the public member roles. And the sponsor who offered that amendment said that that would solve the expert input problem. So I expressed the concern that those people, while very, you know, they're experts in their own right, they are not engineers or architects. And then I tried to focus it on, this bill really focuses on the regulation of unlicensed people. What happens when a person who is considered to be practicing without a license comes before the board? Whereas the board's primary focus is on complaints against people who are licensed. So having a board that's comprised of people intended to focus on a minimal issue at the expense of public safety by removing the experts for complaints against licensees, you know, isn't serving the public, and just express that we could get there both ways. We could have the public members and we could have engineers and architects, and the Republicans all looked at me blank-faced and waited for me to go away. The Democrats asked some questions of the representative from the governor's office, but the bill, of course, went through.
Well, what do they mean by design professional?
I would assume it means unlicensed people working in the industry under exemptions.
So give me an example.
It could be somebody who drafts architect plans as an unlicensed person for residences. It could be somebody who worked as an engineer in an industry. It's a darn good question because they didn't really define what it is. But to me, it's most likely people who are unlicensed will be looking at licensees' complaints.
Okay, so if this goes through and it becomes law in August, who picks, I guess the governor's people pick these public members, how do you sign up for that? How do they know who to ask to be on the board?
Excellent question, Neil. The agent or governor's staff who testifies at the committees insists the governor has got this covered. Somebody did ask her if he's been able to get people appointed for all the boards currently. We know that answer is no. We know that pretty much all boards are missing appointees. She didn't answer that question. So whether or not he's got people lined up to fill these appointments or not, we really don't know.
So if it becomes law in August and it's not filled, do we still keep going like we're going?
We're going to have to get advice from the AG's office. We've already asked that question so that they can be prepared to advise the board when we get there.
Okay. Because, I mean, the September meeting, we got to have a quorum.
You would think so. You would hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, we are asking for the AG. There are other laws that impact this, laws that have to do with if a board member finishes their term and a replacement is not appointed. There's a law that says that board member continues to serve. This is like a new twist. I don't know where those two laws interact and how they will influence each other, but that's what we're asking the Attorney General's office to look at.
Okay, you mean Scott?
Actually, we upped it to the division, the person who manages that division, and we'll encourage her to up it even further.
Okay.
Because it's not just us, it's multiple boards who are impacted.
Okay.
Well, Patty, this is Jack. Is it too late to turn the ship on this? Is this a fait accompli, or can we still get to our legislators?
I think you could still get to, it still has to go to the floor, and the House has very close. I mean, Democrat to Republican. If you're going to turn something around that's the place to do it. I don't know if any Republicans I can say would cross the line. But continue to talk to people, because it really will just take a few to say this isn't, this needs
right.
to be reworked. It, you know, maybe it's a real concern. Maybe there's it needs to be reworked going into the future. But, you know, maybe there'll be enough people to say if we're not really comfortable with this. So nothing's over till it's over. And I have seen bills go through, you know, the committees and through the floors and seem to be, you know, a sure thing. And then at the last second, just wither and die. So that's just...
Have you guys been able to discern what triggered this? To even to start with, why is that so important to get more general public versus professionals on here?
Well, I can tell you what the governor's explanation is, but it's not one that really makes
sense.
A lot of sense. And essentially, in 2015, there was a Federal Trade Commission found that the North Carolina Dental Board infringed.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know, but it yep. doesn't really—it doesn't okay. apply here and now. Arizona has a number of protections North Carolina didn't have. And as one of
right.
the Democrats asked at the committee meeting yesterday, have any of the boards in this bill been found to violate FTC? And the answer is, of course, no. So it's a solution to something that's not broken. You know, it just seems to be more to wear down the board's ability to do what it does.
Well, okay. All right, we'll see after our legislators then.
Yeah.
Very good.
And you have nothing else? You can be heard in case in the future people start saying, how did this happen? Well, you guys are on record of saying we didn't think it was a good idea. Although I think
now, can we contact our legislators as a board member, or is it just a professional?
Just as a professional.
Or both? Okay.
I have assured the committee and... through them, the governor, the board is not opposed to having more public members. That's fine. We just need to find a good balance.
Right. All right. Okay.
And then, I mean, there's so many different bills. I think the other one of concern was Senate Bill 1142. It was kind of a replica of the bill from last year that kind of said people can use Yelp to determine whether or not somebody's safe to practice. That was amended in a way that makes it more rational and reasonable for the board. So, you know, it's not perfect, but it only takes effect at sunset review, and it does list reasons that a profession needs to be licensed that apply to our professions. There are numerous other bills. If you would like me to go over any others, I'd be happy.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Those are three main ones.
Yep.
Oh, boy. This really pisses me off. Boy, oh, boy. Okay.
One more interesting one. The bill that would have required the board to establish rules for standards of land surveying seems to have just stopped. So I don't know that it's going to move forward, and that was actually one of the good ones.
Hmm. Yeah, that was, I think
that's
that
really
had...
frustrating.
From the industry too, and we'll see where that goes. I guess it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's just kind of pooped out. Anyway, that's my. You know, I can give you more of an update at the board meeting, but just to keep this meeting short, those are the primary concerns.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Patty. Well, we appreciate all of your work and Melissa's work on this and staff. Is there anything else that we need to cover for item B? Hearing nothing, I will announce the next meeting date as I believe it's March 24th. Does everybody have that?
Yes.
That's our regular
yes.
board meeting.
Yep.
It's our regular board meeting, and I hope to see everybody there. So with that, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.